Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Amelia Al-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, urges the heirs and bereaved families to be patient. The head of Shura conducts a meeting with the representatives of the Department Assistance for Islamic Sisters. Rukne Shura Haji Mohammad Shahid Attari Madani also participates. Performance of the department is reviewed.
Inki turbat pe barish ho anwar ki maula rutba bada umme attar ka.
The first school of children is the lap of their mother. The entire world testifies to Amir al-Sunnah's knowledge, wisdom, piety and abstinence. Amir al-Sunnah's honorable mother was a pious lady. She made her children offer 5 times salah regularly. A look at a report regarding the personality of Amir al-Sunnah's respected mother. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari conducts a meeting with the department Madrasatul Madina for adults, sets future goals, talks about improving the performance of the department. Dawat Islami engaged in helping and consoling the helpless people. Rations, food, water, clothes, tents and medical aid continue to be provided. Religious knowledge is also being taught to the flood victims. The travelers of a 12-month Madani Kafla take part in religious activities in district Dadusin. A Salah place is established. A Madrasatul Madina is also held for children and adults. The representatives and the devotees of the Prophet in Netherlands, Italy and Hong Kong travel in Madani Kaflas.
Dear viewers, you just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details and inform you that the literal meaning of Taziyat is to console, and it refers to urging a grief-stricken person to be patient, expressing sympathy to the bereaved families of the departed, and uttering prayer words and consoling statements. When someone passes away, it is the sunnah to visit his close relatives to pay condolences, and it is a rewarding act. With respect to this, let's listen to what Amir al-Sunnat has said in his condolence message.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين سكرات میں تلاوت حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وقت نزعہ میں قرآن پاک پڑھ رہے تھے ان سے پوچھا گیا اس وقت میں بھی تلاوت ارشاد فرمایا میرا نام اعمال لپیٹا جا رہا ہے تو جلدی جلدی اس میں نیکیاں بڑھا رہا ہوں حوالہ سعید الخاطر پیج نمبر 227 انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا غفار الذنوب اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے رب غفار ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما
اللہم آمین
الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت پر جگہ نصیب فرما
اللہم
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے
اللہم
رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما
اللہم آمین بجاہ خاتم النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال صاحب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
The head of Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari conducted a meeting with the representatives of the Department Assistance for Islamic Sisters, in which Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari Madani also participated.
Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari Madani participated in the meeting for the Department of Assistance for Islamic Sisters at the Global Madani Merkez Fazan Madina. Before the meeting, head of Merkezi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari told Madani News.
Dawat Islami ka shuba معاونت اسلامی بہنیں. اسلامی بہنوں میں بھی دعوت اسلامی کا ایک بھرپور دینی کام ہے. ہم جیسے اسلامی بہنوں کے 12 دینی کام ہیں، اسی طرح اسلامی بہنوں کے 8 دینی کام، اور بھی دیگر ان کی جو تنظیمی دینی کاموں کے تعلق سے مصروفیات ہوتی ہیں، اس میں جہاں جہاں انہیں اسلامی بھائیوں کی معاونت یعنی تعاون کی کوپریشن کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے، اس کو فلفل کرنے کے لیے یہ شعبہ قائم کیا گیا ہے. تو یہ سارے کام پردے کی رعایت کے ساتھ کرنے کا ہمارا دے ہے کہ جو ایک اسلام و دین میں جو شریعت نے جو ہمیں پردہ اور جو ایک ڈسٹینس مینٹین کرنے کے بارے میں ہمیں تاکید فرمائی ہے، اس کو سامنے رکھتے ہوئے یہ کام کرنے کی کوشش کی جاتی ہے. ملک بھر میں بلکہ دنیا بھر میں اس شعبے سے متعلق اسلامی بھائی ہیں جو اسلامی بہنوں کے لیے کچھ نہ کچھ ان کے لیے آسانی اور سہولتیں تنظیمی حوالے سے پیدا کرنے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں. تو انشاءاللہ ان کے ذمہ داران کا بھی مدری مشورہ ہے اور اسے مزید بہتر کرنے کی تعلق سے انشاءاللہ کچھ نہ کچھ مدری پھولوں پر بات کی جائے گی.
A presentation was given regarding the past performance of this department in which the Head of Shura provided further guidance to the Islamic brothers and motivated them to further increase the performance of the department.
حکیم الامت مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ has said the first school of children is the lap of their mother. Therefore, it is necessary for the mother to provide a good upbringing and raise them well. The mother should be pious like Sayyidatuna Fatima az-Zahra radiallahu anha so that the children are as promising as Sayyidatuna Hussein radiallahu anha. The mother plays a great role in the upbringing of children because she is the institute where a person goes through the stages of consciousness. Then the same upbringing plays an important role in his success or failure. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, whose knowledge, wisdom, piety and abstinence are witnessed by the entire world. He has also learned to act upon good deeds from the same institute. Let's have a look at a brief account of the legendary mother's life to attain blessings.
Character formation of children is the primary responsibility of the mother. If the mother educates the child in the light of Islamic teachings, then this child grows up to become a very important and useful person in the society and always strives for the reformation, survival and peace of the society. The more the mother is religious and adorned with religious values and has high morals and knowledge, the more these effects will be on the child. The mother is the best teacher of her children. The mother of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya was a pious woman. She used to observe the duties and obligations as well as Fatiha and Isa al-Sawab and used to motivate the children to offer all five prayers regularly. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya himself said, I do not remember that Fajr prayer was ever shortened even in my childhood. After the passing of Amir al-Sunnat's father, Haji Abdul Rahman Qadri, all the responsibility of the children fell on the shoulders of his mother. The mother of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya passed away on 17th Safar 1398 Hijri between Thursday and Friday in Meethadar, Babul Madina, Karachi. She departed from this world after uttering Shahada and Istighfar. Her face had become luminous. May Allah Almighty have mercy on her and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen Bijahin Nabil Ameen.
Rukneshwar and Dehra Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari conducted a meeting with the representatives of the department Madrasat Madina for adults during which the performance of the department was reviewed. Future goals were set and a discussion was held on further increasing and improving the performance of the department.
During the meeting held at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad, Punjab, the head of Majlis Madrasat Madina for Islamic Brothers, provincial and overseas representatives participated. Discussions were held on province-wise performance of the department in the meeting with a comparative review from January 2022 to August 2022 and 2026 plan of the department, income and expenditure of the department in the previous 12 months, as well as measures to increase income and other important issues in addition to the Madani Pearls of previous meetings. Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan San Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviewed the performance of the department and presented Madani Pearls to the Islamic Brothers. With respect to this, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat said,
Madrasatul Madina Balighat jo hain, inki tadad taqreeban 1 lakh ho chuki hai. Islami behne Islami behno ko padhati hain. اور الحمدللہ 42,000 سے زیادہ مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان دعوت اسلامی میں قائم ہو چکے ہیں، مساجد میں، پھر مارکیٹس میں، پھر کلینکس پر، فیضان مدینہ میں، اور اللہ آپ کا بھلا کرے وکلا وغیرہ وغیرہ ان کو پڑھایا جاتا ہے قرآن پاک، اکیڈمیز میں بھی پڑھایا جاتا ہے، 222,000 سے زیادہ کی تعداد ہو چکی ہے۔ ختم قرآن اجتماعات کا انعقاد کیا جاتا ہے کہ جنہوں نے قرآن پاک مکمل ناظرہ پڑھا ان کو اسناد بھی دی جاتی ہیں۔ اللہ ہمیں تعلیم قرآن میں کوشاں رہنے کی توفیق دے اور ہم پڑھیں بھی ہم پڑھائیں بھی۔
In the end, the head of Pakistan Mashawarat offered dua and also met with the representative Islamic brothers.
Along with FGRF, the entire Dawat Islami and the sympathizers of Dawat Islami are engaged in helping and consoling the helpless and powerless people affected by the destruction caused in many districts of Pakistan. Rations, food, clean drinking water, clothes, tents and medical aid are being provided, and alhamdulillah, religious education is also being given to the flood victims. With respect to this, at SRTC ground in district Darul Sin, the travelers of a 12-month Madani Kafla not only established a Salah place, but they have also organized a Madrasatul Madina for children and adults where the education of the Holy Quran is being provided to them. Let's watch this report in this regard.
Floods have affected 60% of the country since these days. The suffering Ummah of the Prophet is in search of bread, clothing and a house. In such a situation, once again, Dawat Islami is engaged in serving the flood victims day and night. Alhamdulillah, Madani Kaflas from all over the country are traveling to these areas from time to time.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah.
In this regard, at Madani Kafla of the devotees of Rasool reached Dadu district of Sindh, where a tent was set up for the flood victims under FGRF at the SRTC ground. In this tent settlement, food, water, clothes and other essential items are being provided to the victims. The devotees of Rasool established a place of prayer here and established a Madrasatul Madina for children as well as for older Islamic brothers. In this regard, an Islamic brother told Madani News.
الحمدللہ عزوجل 12 ماہ کا مدنی قافلہ دادو شہر ایف جی آر ایف کے تحت سفر کر رہا ہے۔ الحمدللہ عزوجل نگران شورا کی طرف سے ہمیں ہدف ملا ہے کہ اس جگہ پر جانی ماس کا قیام کرنا ہے، اور ساتھ ہی ساتھ میں مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان اور مدرسۃ المدینہ بچوں کا مدرسۃ المدینہ بھی لگانا ہے۔ الحمدللہ عزوجل ہم نے مدرسۃ المدینہ کا بھی جو ہے نا افتتاح آغاز ہو چکا ہے، ہمارے پاس تقریباً 50 سے زیادہ جو ہے نا بچے یہاں پر پڑھ رہے ہیں، اور ساتھ ہی ساتھ میں آپ کو سامنے دکھ رہا ہوگا کہ ہمارے مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان بڑے اسلام بھائی کو مدرسۃ
Zulfikar Sattar Bachani, Health Officer Dr. Mohammed Ibrahim, Deputy Director of Livestock Dr. Mazhar, Assistant Commissioner Chambad and Ranger officials visited and appreciated the services of Dawat Islami. On this occasion, along with FGRF representatives, provincial representatives, divisional representatives, tehsil and district heads and other representatives were also present.
A free medical camp has been set up under Medical Coordination Department in Moro Sindh, where checkups are being done for the flood victims and free medicines are also being provided to them.
A medical camp has been set up in the Khalidabad area near Moro Sindh under Medical Coordination Department, where Professor Dr. Sadiq Maiman and Dr. Zulfikar checked up the patients and also provided them with free medicine according to the diseases. The representatives of various departments of Dawat Islami were also present at this medical camp. Alhamdulillah, free checkups of more than 1,000 patients have been done at this camp so far.
Under Dawat Islami's Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department, a free medical camp was organized for the animals affected by the torrential rains and flood in Chasada, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Free treatment was also provided to them.
A free medical camp was organized for the treatment of flood-affected animals under Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department in Charsada district of Peshawar, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, where veterinary doctors checked up the animals and administered injections. At the same time, other medicines were also provided free of charge. In this regard, the representative Islamic brother told Madani News.
जानवरों का free checkup किया जा रहा है, उनका इलाज मुआवजा किया जा रहा है, उनको medicine और दीगर जरूरियात की चीजें भी provide की जा रही
है. The medical camp was visited by representatives of Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department and other representatives.
Dear viewers of Madri channel, let's now tell you about such a department of Dawat Islami that has been formed exactly according to the requirements of the modern era. In a very short period of time, this department has carried various activities to spread the religion and the bayanat of Amir al-Sunnat, the successor of Amir al-Sunnat, Dahir al-Shura, Arakeen al-Shura, Muftiyan Ikram, Muballigheen Dawat Islami and others, delivering the blessings to the devotees of the Prophet in Pakistan and abroad. Let's watch this special report to get to know about this department.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah. For the sake of Medina.
These are the scenes of the IT department of Dawat Islami, where the professionals are seen working hard to carry out religious works. These professionals, who have improved their skills in a beautiful and superior environment, have shown the essence of their performance in the big firms of the country. Today, all these professionals are offering their services in the IT department of Dawat Islami. While the external view of Dawat Islami's IT department is eye-catching, the beauty of the internal scenes is worth seeing. There are CIO office, SEO department, meeting room, web operations, Director of Operations, ERP Department, Administration, Development Team, CSR Team, System Support, Hardware Desk, Senior Management Office, Help Desk, Graphic Designing and Network Support Departments have been formed. And through them, various activities to spread the bayanat of Amir al-Sunnat, the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Head of Shura, members of Shura, Muftiyan Ikram, Muballigheen Dawat Islami are also spread. The representative of the department told Madani News.
Dawat Islami ke IT department ke agar baat karein, to 1997 mein, हमारे इस डिपार्टमेंट ने काम करना स्टार्ट किया था और उस वक्त 3 से 4 लोगों की हमारी टीम थी जिससे अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमने काम स्टार्ट किया था और आज तकरीबन 25 साल का अरसा गुजर चुका है और इस वक्त हमारे पास 120 से ज़्यादा 120 प्लस एम्प्लॉयज़ प्रोफेशनल्स जो हैं आईटी प्रोफेशनल अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यहाँ पर काम कर रहे हैं। इस वक्त अगर हम अपनी प्रोडक्ट्स की बात करें जो आउटपुट हम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह डिपार्टमेंट दे चुका है तकरीबन 49 के करीब वेबसाइट्स हमारी इस वक्त ऑनलाइन हैं जो कि यहीं पर डेवलप हुई हैं 38 डिफरेंट मोबाइल एप्लीकेशंस हैं जिनमें एंड्रॉयड भी हैं और iOS भी हैं जो कि Apple devices के ऊपर चल रही होती हैं।
The professionals working in the department said that
यहाँ दावत इस्लामी के IT department में और दीगर शोबाजात में ये सबसे बड़ी अहम बात है कि जो भी नमाज यहाँ पर मैसर होती है ड्यूटी आवर्स में वो मुकम्मल तौर पर जो है वो यहाँ पर लोग अदा कर रहे होते हैं।
दो चीज़ें हैं जो सबसे ज़्यादा मतलब इम्पॉर्टेंट लगी। एक तो ये कि यहाँ पर आपकी एक पर्सनल डेवलपमेंट होती है, आप तीनों कामों से कनेक्टेड हो जाते हैं। दूसरा ये कि यहाँ पे टीम वर्क बहुत अच्छा होता है।
वैसे तो मेरी एक देरीना ख्वाहिश थी कि मैं यहाँ पर ज्वाइन करूँ और मैंने ज्वाइनिंग भी दी और उसके बाद मैं जब यहाँ पे एंटर हुआ तो जो मेरी एक्सपेक्टेशन थी उससे मैंने ज़्यादा ही इसको बेहतर पाया और बेहतर क्या बहुत अच्छा पाया। यहाँ पर बहुत हाई टेक्नोलॉजी के ऊपर काम हो रहा है।
डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, एज ऑल द फील्ड्स ऑफ दावत इस्लामी आर ऑफ यूनिक इंपॉर्टेंस एंड ईच फील्ड इज प्लेइंग इट्स रोल इन द सर्विस ऑफ द रिलीजन परफॉर्म्ड बाय इट सो दैट द रिलीजन कैन बी स्प्रेड थ्रू आउट द वर्ल्ड।
At Fazan Madina Islamabad, a 7-day Fazan Namaz course was held under Madani Courses Department, during which the teacher of Madani Courses Department provided guidance to the Islamic brothers and conducted the course for them.
Oh brothers, Namaz will help you, Namaz will to see Allah, to see Allah. Oh brothers, Namaz will help you, Namaz will to attain Jannah.
A 7-day Fazan-e Namaz course was held under the Madani Courses Department at the Madani Merkez Fazan-e Medina Sector G11 in Islamabad, in which the Islamic brothers from various areas participated. The teacher of Madani Courses Department taught the rulings of wuzu and ghusl, preconditions and obligations of salah, as well as preconditions for imamat. The rulings of walking across a worshipper, as well as the practical method of salah and other rulings were also taught.
Namaz course mein alhamdulillah bahut maza aaya, 7 din course aaye, isme bahut seekhne ko mila hai.
During the course, ethical guidance was also provided to the Islamic brothers. Moreover, Madani Qaida with correct articulations was also taught.
Let's go abroad and inform you that the representatives and other devotees of the Prophet in the Netherlands and Italy, Europe, as well as Hong Kong traveled in Madani kaflas to spread the sunan and the invitation towards righteousness. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
The devotees of Rasool traveled in a Madani Kafla to the Faridul Islam Masjid in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. In addition to the head of the European Union region and other representatives, local Islamic brothers from other countries including Suriname, Turkey and Pakistan were also included. The head of the European Union region delivered a bayan amongst the devotees of Rasool and taught the participants sunnah manners and supplications, and during the Madani Kafla they were also motivated to actively participate in the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and serve the religion. Among the Islamic brothers participating in the Madani Kafla, other Muballigin of Dawat Islami also delivered theirs and bayanat.
Dawat Islami, Dawat Islami.
On the other hand, in Fazan-e-Madina of Macerata, Italy, the representatives and other Islamic brothers had the privilege of traveling in Madani Kafla. Sunnah etiquettes and supplications were learned and imparted. The Islamic brothers went on an area visit to present the invitation towards righteousness. Meanwhile, from Hong Kong's Xinwan City, the representatives and other devotees of Rasool traveled in a Madani Kafla to the Faizan-e-Raza Islamic Center in Khawai Chang. On this occasion, dars and bayanat were delivered. Sunnah etiquettes and supplications were learned and imparted. During the Madani Kafla, a practical method of salah was also taught to the participating Islamic brothers. The Islamic brothers went on an area visit to present the invitation towards righteousness.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.
At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various sick people. He offered dua for their recovery and presented Madani pearls as well.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين بیماری میں حج کی نیت حضرت سیدنا مکحول دمشقی رحمت اللہ علیہ کا بیان ہے کہ میں حضرت سیدنا حکیم بن حزام رضی اللہ عنہ کی عیادت کے لیے حاضر ہوا تو عرض کی اس سال حج پر جانے کے متعلق آپ کا کیا خیال ہے انہوں نے حیرت سے فرمایا بیماری میں مجھ سے ایسا سوال کرتے ہو میں نے عرض کی نیت کرنے میں کیا حرج ہے اگر اللہ پاک شفا عطا فرمائے تو چلے جائیے گا اور اگر اس بیماری میں موت آ جائے تو نیت کا ثواب لکھا جائے گا الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا شافی الامراض اے بیماریوں میں شفا دینے والے انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمت اور سنت و بری طویل زندگی عطا فرما یا اللہ پاک یہ بیماری یہ تکلیف یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخل ہے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے
اللہم آمین
بجائے خاتم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ
وسلم
لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ گھبرائیے نہیں یہ بیماری ان شاء اللہ القریب گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے ان شاء اللہ القریب صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں
صلو علی حبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azawajal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azawajal. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.